Yo, 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 what is going on, everybody? It is your boy here for Blues Talks. I hope everyone is doing really, really well. Definitely glad to be back in the studio once again. Today, I am joined by a very good friend of mine, Mr. Grizzly. How are you doing, man?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
I'm making it. It's hot.
It's super hot.
We are in the midst of, like, hot ass summer
right now. 100 degrees all the time.
That's probably one good thing about, you know what I mean, people staying inside, they can stay cool.
True life.
But man, when you go outside, it is like stepping on the surface of the sun.
Yeah. It's true. Just get smacked by the heat wave as soon as you open the door.
Yeah, as soon as you even look outside.
When your car is like 15 degrees hotter.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's been super, super hot lately. But other than that, it's been pretty good. How about yourself?
You know, I can't complain. It's just the heat.
Yeah.
That's all. But everything else is all right, you know.
That's good, man.
Due to, like, crazy times, blessed to say, everything's okay, you know. As far as, like, my world goes.
Yeah.
You know, it's a crazy world we live in, but it's cool to be all right.
You know what I mean? I think it'll definitely pass.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been fucking super crazy. Like, so recently I kind of took a stab at, like, you know, filmmaking and photography and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Man, it is no joke being out there in the fucking sun. Even, like, when the sun's going down, it's still, like, hot as a motherfucker outside. Like, it's too much almost.
Still, you know, that's 7 o'clock at night and it's 93 degrees.
But you know what? It's the one thing that I am kind of blessed with, you know, being African American, is that I don't get sunburned.
Yeah.
So I've never experienced that. And from the people who do get sunburned, like, they just, it is not a good experience.
Right.
It's not fun.
So, like, I got sunburned only twice.
Twice in your
life?
Yeah,
in my life.
Hey, man, that's a good record, right?
I think it's, you know, being a half African American person, I think it helps. I'm really not playing because, for one time, I got sunburned was in California.
Yeah.
And I was out there for way too long. And I had to be something like 9 or 11 years old or something like that. And then I got burnt bad, bad, bad. And then after that, it was years until I was about like 17 or something like that.
Yeah.
I went on a crazy hiking trip. And it was in the middle of nowhere. And I just didn't prep right. And I got, like, burnt to a crisp.
Wow.
Yeah, like my skin felt
like it was on fire.
Yeah, it felt different. Like, man, I was burned, you know what I mean? Like, that's just, it was not a sunburn. I was, like, burned. That was nuts.
I had kind of a similar experience when I went to fucking, yeah, so I went to fucking see 50 Cent and fucking G Unit.
What?
Yeah, dude. It
Where?
Was at the,
what?
It, yeah, though, it was at the, the field, where the Bees play. What is that place called? The Field.
Oh.
I don't even
I don't know. They changed the name.
Yeah, they changed the name so much.
But now, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so I went to the field. And, like, it was, like, an all-day, like, festival kind of deal.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, they were at the end, and I guess Snoop Dogg was there. So that's why I really wanted to go. But, like, dude, like, 2 hours maybe before they came out, like, I was, like, in the heat all day. Right? I was, like, 14, 15, in the heat all day. No water.
Oh, hell no.
No water at all.
What?
Just fucking standing there like a fucking an over-anxious little child, just, like, waiting to see G-Unit.
Right.
Descent of all people.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, I literally couldn't make it. Like,
I couldn't make it.
I had, like, fucking, I had heat stroke.
Oh, for
they
real?
They had to, like, ambulance me out of there.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
What?
And I didn't even get to see him at all.
Oh, hell
and
no.
I had to see, like, all these shitty-ass rappers. And
not the main event.
Yeah, they did not even get close to it.
Wow,
it was bad.
That's crazy.
I think ever since then, I think I have, like, declined a lot of, like, outside concerts during the summertime.
Got you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
even if it's subconsciously.
But it's different, like, in the fall. Like, I love going to, like, concerts outside in the fall.
Right.
That would be That's like the most amazing thing.
It's most ideal for you.
That's the one kind of, you know, that's the one kind of crappy thing about this year, man, is that
the concerts, there's nothing,
man. There's nothing going on.
There's nothing.
I missed out on a lot of concerts this year.
That like were supposed to happen.
Yeah, dog. I remember when the first, when the beginning of the year started, I was gonna go see Black Bear.
Oh, that's right.
Definitely didn't happen.
Yeah.
I was gonna go see Posty. Definitely fucking didn't happen. Mm-mm. Definitely was gonna go see The Weeknd.
That's supposed to be happen. Like
in 2 weeks. That's definitely not gonna happen. And it's hard, man.
Yeah,
it's hard. Like it affects people, dude.
I definitely.
Like,
hear
I think
you.
I'm a little bit more irritable, just because like I haven't.
Had your out.
Yeah, dude. Like, you know what I mean? You can't really go out and do anything, dude.
I hear you.
It's kind of weird.
It's really weird that there's no concerts.
I know. Because, like, usually that's a thing. It's like a...
Even just, like, on all levels. Even, like, local shows. Yeah. You know, there's, like, there's nothing.
Yeah. And even, like, if you do like, a local show, if someone does happen to open up for one, like, it's just... I imagine it'd be such a weird experience.
Right.
Like everyone's in there wearing masks.
Yeah.
Like, you want people, you know how, like, rappers always just like, hey, come on, get to the front. Now we're just like, hey, socially distance.
Yeah.
Keep 6 feet apart. Yeah, let's get everybody.
Everybody's like
out.
6 feet apart with their hands up.
Yeah. Like put your mask up. Oh, wait, no, keep them on. Yeah. Wait, keep them on.
He's like, let me hear you scream.
Yeah,
it's all muffled, It's like, what is going on?
So I imagine it would definitely be a weird experience.
Yeah, I mean, or it's like, you know, performing to nobody because it's a live stream.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like a setup.
Right.
You know, everything's set up like it's a live show.
Yeah.
But there's nobody, like, actually in the crowd, which is also like a whole new thing too. I mean, I think it's cool. We're finding our ways around it as musicians.
Yeah.
But man, it's nothing like a live show. Like it's the definition of live show is different now. Live music used to be like you go there in person.
Yeah.
Now live music is like you're online. Going live. It's online. Yeah. Stream. It's so different. Wild.
I feel like the online thing, like it's like I said, it's great that we're finding different avenues, but. For me, like, I think it only really works with, like, DJs.
What do you mean by
because,
that?
Because, like, DJs, like, they set up their camera, you know, and they got their camera looking at their equipment and at them, you know, and they just are sitting there jamming out, just playing songs.
Right.
And taking requests. You know what I mean? I think for, like, anyone who's actually, like, performing and actually, like, doing, like, a, you know, one of, like, an original song or something like that, I think it's a little bit different.
It is a little different.
Yeah, I mean.
I think people would like to see, like, if I'm into an artist and like CeeLo, right?
Yeah.
He just did a live thing.
Did he?
And it was so cool.
Wow.
And it's like, if you're into the artist, I think people will appreciate, like, oh, that's a little live performance. I get to watch.
Yeah.
You know, I think that people
was
still.
Was it like a free thing?
I'm not 100% sure. It was already playing when I showed up at the place I was.
Okay.
So I don't know exactly
What are your thoughts on that? Do you think it should be free? I think it should be.
I mean, that's a tough call. Yeah. Do I think it should be free? My answer is this. Is a concert free?
Yeah.
You know, if it was like a benefit show, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But if it's just like an artist, hey, this is my... basically my concert.
Yeah,
pay your online token, you know what I mean? Whatever it is, because you're gonna go pay for a ticket anyway.
It's true.
Maybe not charge as much as you would because you're not in person.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm gonna pay $40 to watch you online.
You're still a talented individual. People wanna hear your craft. Yeah. So it's like maybe instead of a $40 ticket, it's now like a $25 or $20 ticket, you know? Or whatever.
Yeah.
I think it'll get figured out because the way of the world.
Yeah, dude.
Who knows when?
I don't think people.
Who knows when this is going to come to an end?
I mean, hopefully soon.
Yeah.
Hopefully, sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I mean that's preferred. You know, I think everybody can agree to that.
It's yeah, but it's just it's so crazy on how much everything has impacted everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird that the COVID changed the world, man. Well, it seems like it. Some people think it's fake, you know. Ignorance is bliss.
Like people in California are refusing to fucking wear masks.
Yeah, saying it's fake, that a mask is a muzzle. Like, yo. Like, I'm one that does not let the government, like, dictate or tell me how to do.
Yeah.
But.
On the other hand.
I'm not trying to die.
Yeah, dog.
Like, that's the and other like, hand.
And, like, fucking, if people would just fucking wear the masks.
It'd all go away.
Yeah, they'd be fine.
Like, it'll be all right. Yo, I even tell people, even if it is the government. Just run with it.
Just run with it.
That shit'll go away.
Yeah.
They're running a little experiment. Let them run it.
Dude, did Kanye West drop out of the presidential race?
Oh, I'm not sure.
I wonder if he did. I think I heard a story about him dropping out. I wonder how Kanye would handle the situation if he were president right now.
Yeah. You know.
Everyone go by like Yeezus.
Yeah, CDs. Yeezus. The only way to save this is a Yeezus mask. It has a special, you know, Kanye-lizer. And the Kanye-lizer
makes
you breathe better. You know? If you're not wearing the Yeezy mask, you will be detained.
Yeah.
You know? It's not an easy world, but it sure is a Yeezy world. He'd be running it like, who knows, man.
Everyone has to listen to 808s and Heartbreaks when they're shopping at Walmart.
Period. Period. Just certain Kanye albums for times of the day.
Dude, I mean, that would be... Kanye as a president would be wild.
Wake up to College School Dropout or whatever.
Yes. Yeah. It's like on all the radios.
Yeah.
Being, like, played over the airwaves.
We don't need a national anthem. We got Kanye albums.
We got Kanye albums as our national anthem.
Kanye slip. Why is everybody laughing?
Why is everyone laughing? This is serious.
For real.
Oh, and fish sticks are now illegal.
Yeah. Because that shit ain't funny.
Because that shit ain't funny. Oh my God.
It would be wild.
What would you do if Kanye really was president?
Be happy that Trump isn't.
Yeah. I can agree.
That's like the biggest perk.
Yeah. That's like the biggest perk.
You know?
I think a lot of people would agree with you there.
That's, I mean.
Because Trump is like a fucking cartoon character.
With bad hair.
Like, you know, like, remember that movie South Park? Bigger, Longer, Uncut? Did you ever see that?
So.
Remember Hitler in that movie?
People gonna trip, but I've only seen like an episode and a half
or
half
an
episode of South Park. Never seen the movie. Know very little about it. I know people say it's a damn shame, but I just never got around to it.
I'm a little shocked, but not that shocked. For those of the listeners who don't know, Grizzly's never been like a what's the nicest way to put this?
I'm like a minimalist. I'm not big on tech. You know, I'm a little archaic.
He doesn't. You know, he's not a.
I don't trend.
Yeah, he's not a sheep. He doesn't follow trends.
Yeah, I definitely don't get hurted. You know what I mean?
Why don't you tell people on how long it took you to get rid of that flip phone you had?
Yeah, I had a flip phone.
Man, no, forever.
Just bring it up.
Forever.
I was probably the last person that anybody knew to have a flip phone until now, because for some reason they're coming back.
Well,
it's like, I told everybody. I should have just waited.
And upgraded to a screen
flip phone. But I did. I had a flip phone until like 2015 or something like that.
16, I think.
The year my daughter was, 2015 or 16.
Yeah.
And then, so.
I remember when I go to your house and be like, yo, bro, where's your TV? You're like, I don't have a TV.
I don't have TV.
I was like, what? You don't watch TV? You're like, no.
I listen to music. For real. Bro, you don't have a TV? I remember my twin would come over and be like, hey, man, you should come kick it. And he would walk in, be like, so this is what you do? There's just some music playing,
this
you know?
This is what you do?
Like, so this is what you do? I'm like,
yeah,
what else you supposed to be doing? He's like, man, you don't got a console? You don't got a TV? What's going on right now? What?
This is what you do?
Like, yeah, man. Just sit here.
Just listen
to music.
Just kick it.
Soak up, you know.
Marinate. Knowledge.
That's it, yeah.
Knowledge, read some books.
I like that shit, man. like reading and listening to music is like, you know, with a dude, that's the jam.
Has your world changed ever since you got like a smartphone?
Yeah, when I got a smartphone, yeah, that changed a lot of things.
I feel like I do everything.
Communication, just being able to tap in, like having the internet in my hand was like, whoa.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm, big time. I used to like go to the library and shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
who has time to go to a library?
I did.
Fucking Google shit.
Man. Yeah, and just Google, and like Google, when I had Google, I was like, whoa, I'm going to Google everything.
Yeah.
And trust me, there's definitely like pros to this. I love just like needing to know something and just bump, bump.
Yeah, instantly.
I mean, you're like the smartest person in the world. You know? You know, for real. But you know everything.
Yeah.
And if you don't know,
Google that Google. Shit. Yeah. Google
that shit. Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. I'm glad we don't have like Ask Jeeves, remember that?
Yeah, oh my goodness. I'm glad we got past that real quick. It's funny how like, you know, we just like, oh, let's test this out on the masses.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't work. So they're like, okay, it's not a hit.
Yeah.
Let's try this one. Well, bang. Everybody eats it up. It's like, oh, what's so special about this one?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, Jerome's a real cool guy, and he seemed to like it. So now everybody else likes it.
He approved, right?
Yeah. It's so weird.
Yeah.
It's like if, you know, whoever, Scott over there is like, oh, this is whack. Everybody's like, yeah, 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 this is terrible.
No, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, this platform's horrible.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
It's like, what? No, this is great. But you don't like it because of the font? You don't
switch. Of the font?
The stylings of the... of the logo or the app it is,
yeah,
you know, it's so weird.
I think it's like, I don't know, the phones are just getting wild in general.
Absolutely. Like they're more powerful than like the first computer ever built, you know.
Yeah, and it's like there's so many different types of phones for people out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I remember, like, you know, for your flagship phones, like your super expensive phones, like you're paying like $1,000 and up.
For a phone. But it's not a phone. That's what I'm trying to tell people. That is not a phone. Making a call is just one of its functions. You know?
Yeah, it's a device.
It's a device. It's a
device.
They're not phones anymore. I can show you what a phone looks like.
I
know. That's what everybody else calls it. I got my new phone. It's like, it's not a phone. That thing is not a phone. You can't watch a movie on a phone. That's not a phone. It's a device.
Yeah.
It's a mobile device.
So they just recently had... So, I mean, obviously, you know, the cameras on phones have gotten so much better over the years.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And they're so... They're
like big movies on them and stuff,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, they're so intense now. Now they just released this new phone. I can't remember what it's called. But it's a phone with a gimbal built inside of the phone. So there's a miniature gimbal on your camera, on your phone. Yeah. It's the craziest thing. So like,
so it just has this perma balance.
Yep, keeps your
centered,
keeps
all your the center. Time.
Whoa. So like, usually like if you have a phone and you're filming, right, you're filming landscape.
Yeah.
And you move it up and down, you shake it, like that image is gonna, the image is gonna shake.
Right.
But if you do it on this phone, that image stays still.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's crazy.
That is crazy.
It's crazy, but it's just crazy to think that.
That's crazy.
That's where we're headed.
That's we're headed, yeah, with
crazy technology.
That's though. Where we're at. We live in a time of like insane technology.
Like even our watches now.
Yeah, you can watch a movie. You can watch a movie on. You can watch a movie on your watch.
Can you? I don't know if you can watch.
Can
a movie.
You?
I can't watch a movie on mine.
Not yet.
Not now. You gotta wait for the next software update. Watch,
just wait. Yeah, exactly.
Wait for the update.
And
though,
wait till they make your watch it. Screen the size of a damn brick. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that'd be too much.
Well, would it?
I mean,
I bet if...
I don't know if I would ever watch anything on my, like, watch. I play music on my watch.
Yep.
I talk on my watch, but...
You talk on your watch, yeah?
Yeah.
Over.
Yeah, that's, like, definitely secret agent shit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Hey, I'm around the corner.
But, like, that's true. I mean, but I guarantee if you put the option to watch a movie on your watch... People would do it.
Just yeah. You know, I'm just watching the video real quick. Hold on.
Just chilling.
Just looking at your wrist.
I mean,
you know, it'd be I think I know like the next avenue that people are really wanting to go down.
What's that?
And that's fucking glasses.
Glasses.
Having
yeah.
smart glasses.
Yeah.
Like we've already had so many trial and error over like smart glasses with like Google Glass and
yeah.
and all this other shit. But I think they're headed to that point to where like you just, they could actually do it and have like a fucking heads up display like just in your
in your glasses
yeah,
here.
Your sight, your field of vision.
Man.
Shoot text messages pop up, but just oh. Right, press the button and speak into it. Just like, oh yeah.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem far fetched.
No,
it
did. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They already have it. Like you can already buy like smart glasses like that.
Oh what?
Yeah. I mean they're a little bit different. Like there's this one, I can't remember the name, but like on the sides of your glasses, like so this part's like the side of your glasses is really thick.
Right.
That's like where all the motherboard and all that stuff is. And then it has like a little projector right there. And that projects onto the glass, which then projects into your eye. But when it projects onto the glass, it projects it upside down.
Oh, gotcha.
So that way when it bounces into your eye,
it's right.
Rides up.
Yeah. That's so cool.
It's the weirdest thing.
That's so cool.
But it's not, but I know, I've seen it like in action, but like it's not, it's definitely not to where it is. It's like when we had the fucking, the one thing that I said you should have,
the tablet phone?
Yeah, damn, I'm spacing on there right now. The Galaxy Fold. The Galaxy Fold.
Oh, yeah.
From Samsung. To where you have like a... You close it and you have a small little phone. You open it up, you have a tablet. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I've been on tour with Grizzly. And this guy has a phone in one hand. He'll do something. He's got a tablet on his lap. And he'll set his phone down, grab his tablet, do something on there. And then he'll set his tablet down, pick up his phone. I was like, bro...
The fact that I even had a phone, and a tablet, come on, that's credit. I should get some credit for that. I had two devices.
But it's a lot harder on yourself, bud.
It is. I mean, it is. I wish I could have just, you know, made those two into one, which Blue was like, you should just get the thing that is both of those in one.
It's funny because when I mentioned that, I think it was like being sold at like almost $2,000. Time.
Oh, that's why I didn't have it. I'm going to take $2,000 on a phone and a tablet. My tablet was free.
Okay, that makes better.
My phone, obviously it wasn't.
Have you ever heard of Caviar?
Caviar?
Not the
THC?
No, the company.
Oh, no.
So, Caviar, they pretty much just make like luxurious phones. And so they have this one where they sell you, it's an iPhone 11 Pro, but it's covered in gold.
What?
Like actual gold.
Real gold?
Yeah, real gold.
That's crazy.
The phone itself is $70,000. But it's all like made out of gold.
So whoever buys that.
This is a message for you.
You're the problem. That's all.
Spending makes everything better.
That's all. Find a new addiction. That's insane. $70,000 on a phone.
Yeah. And I mean like...
$70,000.
It is pure gold.
It is pure, but just go get some gold.
Yeah, that's true. I would never pay $70,000 on a phone.
Nope. I wouldn't pay $70,000 for anything.
I mean, if someone offered me like a pretty dope ass ride for $70,000, like,
oh, a car,
yeah, or someone offered me a house for $70,000, I'd be all about that. Especially a house. It's, you know, what's fucked up.
Yeah.
Is that I was reading an article that most people are never gonna own a house in their life with the way that the economy is now. And where we have people from other states coming to Utah and buying like all of our houses for, you know, millions of dollars. It's just jacking up the prices of like the housing market. So most people will never ever be able to afford a house. Me being one of those people.
I don't ever want to buy a house. Not in America.
Not in America.
Because,
where would you buy a house?
Because in America, there's still property tax. So even if after you buy your house, you don't own it. If you, they can still come and take it. It's not yours.
It'll never be yours.
Not in America.
You could hope.
Don't get tricked.
Don't get tricked.
For real. But
where would you buy a house?
Where would I buy a house?
Yeah, if you could buy a house anywhere.
Anywhere
in the world.
And you have to. Do I have to buy a house, not build a house?
You would be the type to fucking build a house, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
No, you had to buy it.
Man,
you had to buy it. You couldn't build it.
Probably like a hut in Fiji or something. You just try not to laugh. I'm telling you that I would probably, or like,
you know, Grizzly, you remind me of those, remember those videos we were watching
of those guys.
Hey, yeah, Tony, that's you, Doug.
Of those guys, they, hey everybody, if you haven't seen this, two guys who like build $1 million swimming pools and stuff in the middle of nowhere with their bare hands. It's on YouTube. I don't know what it's called. It's the best description I have. Stumble upon it.
Yeah, it's like, I don't remember the name, but yeah,
it's wonderful.
Two guys like literally have like these little fucking sticks with like, do they even have metal on the end of it?
No, there's no metal. Are you serious? It's like bamboo.
Yeah,
bro.
Dude. So they, yeah, they just build like, I saw
slides.
One, dude, they build like underwater like caverns and fucking bedrooms.
It's
and
like
shit.
Immaculate. Like spas and swimming pools, you know, it's there's, and then they build the candle holders. It's insane.
Yeah.
It's really build, on some Taj Mahal's like underground shit. It's wild though.
And they build like fucking chairs and fucking, I saw this one guy build like a 2-story house.
Yeah.
Out of like nothing.
I know. And, it's, and nothing. Then he has like this thing that takes him down.
Yeah.
You know, oh man.
What?
Those things are cool.
I think
it's like, what are we doing with our time?
Yeah. Like, I'm sitting here making a fucking podcast when I could be out building a fucking mansion.
Utilize being a human.
Yeah.
You know? It's crazy, man. It is really crazy what people do with their time. But if I could buy a house anywhere, I mean, it would probably be somewhere where people would just, if I could, I could just have my space, you know what I mean? Grow my garden.
I know the perfect place for you. The Cayman Islands.
I'm down.
That's where you gotta go.
Norway.
Cayman.
I mean, the Cayman Islands would be wonderful because tropical.
Yeah.
That's.
It is hot there, though.
It's okay if we're just chilling.
I went there on a cruise and, like, I literally almost stayed there.
Oh, for real?
Like,
it's super hot.
But no, it's so nice, though. It's literally so beautiful. And everyone's super duper nice. And, like, you literally don't want to leave, like, at all.
Oh, was that the place you said you didn't want to come back?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I was like, I will work at fucking, I'll work at Subway. I will work at Subway if I get to stay here.
Just live here.
Yeah. But you can't. You have to have like a special pass from the government.
Because it's so nice.
Because it's so nice.
And they know it.
Yeah.
Nah, I wish I could live somewhere like, you know, where you don't have to worry about too much weather change up to where I could just live like in a hut.
Yeah.
That would be so cool. Ladies and gentlemen, my hut would have plumbing.
My hut would have plumbing.
But I would definitely like to live in something simple.
It would be just dope just to like have like, it'd be cool to have like a, like just your own studio out there.
Yeah.
Somewhere nice in nature.
Yeah.
And just have like a studio.
So you know those shipping containers? And they turn them into small homes.
What? No.
It's so cool.
I mean, I've heard about people turning, you know, weird shit in the houses, but not that.
It's like a thing. It's like a real thing.
Yeah.
It's so cool. And anyways, I'd want to take one of those and, you know, slap it in the mountains somewhere and turn it into a studio, you know?
That would be cool.
They're so cool. They're big as hell.
You know what sucks, though, is that... Man, building a studio is so expensive.
It's true. It's
stupid. I just recently learned more about soundproofing, actually. And holy shit. The foam, okay, ladies and gentlemen, the foam that they use to soundproof a studio is so expensive, it blows my mind apart. Like, 2 square pieces of foam is like $800.
You ain't lying.
What?
You ain't lying.
And why is it so expensive, you may ask? Because it's cut in a very precise way. It's not even a special type of funk.
It's the cut.
It's the cut. You're paying for the cut. But do you really have to pay $800 for the cut?
If you want it, how? If you want it, depending.
Man,
if you
want it soundproof. You killing know. Me though.
Killing me.
That's it's intense. I just don't.
Super expensive.
It's foam. That's what gets me. It's foam.
It is foam.
You know what I mean? I get that you cut it a very certain way, but it's foam. I'll cut that shit in my
ass. Supply and demand, you know what I'm saying? That's really it.
Yeah, that's nice. It's always how the world works.
That's facts. But yeah, well, so like, at the beginning, I think you started talking about some. I think you started with, you know, not being able to go see people perform and stuff like that. But like, as you as like an artist, how does that affect you? Not how do you feel about it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Not being able to get booked and everything like that right now.
I mean, I never really was one to do a lot of shows though.
Right.
You mean so I guess it doesn't affect me as much. I do think it's weird that I haven't done the show in a while. I actually do have a show in October.
Oh.
That I got before. But again, that's in October.
Rolling the dice.
Yeah.
Hoping that everything's okay.
I gotta do something.
Yeah, I feel you.
I can't just be trapped here anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, it definitely affects me though. Like it not being able to actually like mingle with people and just create that connection.
Yeah.
I feel it's a lot harder to do that, like when you're doing like a live show online or something like that.
Absolutely.
But that's, you know, and that's why I have the podcast. That's yeah. why people can, you know, reach me through here, and this is kind of like, you know, me being able to talk to people and just still have that connection.
Still reach
out. But it's not the same. It's not the same like doing the show. Like yeah. usually when I do a show, like people are like, oh dude, you did so good, and you know, we actually get to talk for a second.
And feel that energy.
Yeah, dude, just really feel the vibe. So you know, I don't get that anymore for right now. And it sucks. I think it definitely hinders the little social skills that I had. Yeah. So now I'm like kind of starting back to square one.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, it's definitely intense. And it's intense because, you know, I feel like shows, you know, were opportunities to not only meet new people for fans, but also to meet new people to collab with and meeting other new artists and also to kick it with your homies. Like, yeah. That's where I saw a lot of my homies was at shows.
True.
So I don't see my homies anymore.
I hear you.
You know what I mean?
I do. I hear you.
Just, you know, my daughter and you pretty much. Like, Grish, yeah. Grish comes over all the time. You know?
We've
but
kicking it.
But yeah, it's hard.
I hear you. And like, not being at sea, like I did, I used to do local shows. And then I stopped.
Yeah.
And then started touring. And then not being able to tour now. It's killing me. Got all the ducks lined up in a row.
It sucks because,
and
like,
then you got a big, big, fat ass stop sign.
Yeah. Like, and last year, I think it was last year, we went on tour twice. I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I had gotten that tour bug.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Like, you want to go. And so, like, at the tail end of like last year, I'm like, oh man, I can't wait to hit
get
this next
in.
Door.
Yeah.
We're leaving in March, motherfucker.
Yeah.
And then my state was just like, hell no, you're not leaving in March.
Ain't
nobody going nowhere, dog.
Yep.
And so now I've got the travel bug more than ever.
Yep, me too. Like, I'm trying to, I want a tour so bad. Like, so bad, man.
Like, I had the whole plan to like go Midwest and kind of head down south.
Yeah.
A little bit. Or to go east. But.
Nope.
Doesn't look like that's going to be happening.
It's not
this
happening.
Year. And I wanted to go to Amsterdam. And that's definitely not happening.
Hell no. And I'm damn sure not trying to go south right now.
No, dog.
Or east right now.
There are, I think the last time I read it was like 20,000 or 15,000 cases
so
in
like,
Florida.
So speaking of Florida. Everybody knows, like, for real, everybody knows that if zombies do occur, if they happen to happen, they coming straight out of Florida. That's where the birth of zombies will happen. In the whole world.
Why Florida?
That's what I'm... Are you asking why would zombies come from Florida?
Yeah.
If you tap into Florida's any news... You will see why. Florida has the craziest citizens. Period.
If I have any listeners from Florida, you keep doing your thing.
Keep doing your thing. I mean, shout out to the people who in Florida or from Florida or have family in Florida. You just have strong lineage. That's all.
Just keep rocking.
Keep
rocking.
Yeah,
you're fine.
You got to keep doing what you're doing.
But wear a mask.
Wear a mask.
Wash your
hands. Like, you know, make Florida not hit the crazy news all the time.
Yeah, or like, Cali.
Or Cali, and like these people, man.
What were you telling me was happening in fucking Seattle?
Seattle's crazy right now. I'm serious. Hold on. I'm gonna literally pull up the latest. I'm serious.
For those who don't know, it's pretty much like these people have, like, I think they had taken occupation of, like, was it 14 blocks around there, 4 or 10 blocks, and they don't, like, let police in anymore. They don't let they kick all the police out of the city, or something of that nature.
Yeah, hold on.
It was pretty crazy. And I remember when I first heard the story, I was like, wait a minute. What? You mean that these people just commandeered this area, like, in their city, and that area is, like, under control of them now? Like, they're the bosses? That's like Joker having, like, Arkham Asylum, like, all to himself.
Yeah, it's called the cop-free protest zone.
The cop-free protest zone.
That's what it is.
And it's in Seattle.
It is.
What? How many miles are we talking here? How many blocks? It's a real thing.
And everybody, you know, everybody is, should be tuned into what's going on in Seattle. But for some reason, it's, you know, not on social media.
Yeah.
All this, they're not covering it. And I fucking wonder why, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy. They should be everywhere. What's going on there is
Do you feel like it's actually making change in what they're doing out there?
You know, and this is just how I feel, is change comes in, like, so many forms. You know what I mean? So, like, if change comes in the form of just opening up people's minds, that's what form it's going to take, you know? I feel like the change we all, like, want to see is going to take a long time, a real long time,
oh, yeah.
Because this has been so just integrated into the system that, it, like, you know, since the beginning of America, we just stole America.
Everybody,
off of murders. That's just how it worked. Yeah. Okay, and then so
Native Americans had this place, and we
period
kicked them out.
They had it. It was theirs. It is theirs.
Yeah,
it, you know, it is their land.
Yeah,
we just happen to have, or they just happen to have more money.
Yeah,
you know, and it's horrible. But I feel, you know, as far as change, the change we all want to see is not going to happen overnight. And some of it's kind of like a fairy tale change, because people are people. And some people will just go against it just to go against it.
Yeah,
they don't even have to have a rhyme or reason.
Yeah, they just don't want to follow.
We saw, me and my mom was watching that protest in Salt Lake, okay? We were watching the news. And the news person goes, hey, to this woman on television, this young Caucasian woman, she had to be, you know, 24 or something like that.
Yeah.
Camera right at her. Hey, what are you down here for? And she literally says, oh, I don't know. My friends told me to come down here. Looks away from the camera, walks away.
What?
Yeah.
She literally did not know why she was there.
She had no idea. My mom was like, baffled.
Like, what do you mean?
What do you mean? Yeah, what
don't
do you mean?
Know.
How do you not know you're in the middle of a protest?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You just came down here because your friends say, do you not read?
Yeah.
I mean, do not, can you, I mean, if you can hear and see, how do you not understand? That's the most crazy thing. I was like, okay. And that's what's wrong as well, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to go down and stand up for something, you should really know what you're talking about. Yeah. You should really know what's going on. You should be well-informed.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're not, stay your ass home. Like, yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You go down somewhere uninformed just to get your, like, IG up to stay in the trend.
Just to say I was there. I was there. I know what's going on. Make sure
your feed is relevant, you know? Like, that drives me crazy. That popularity
scale up a little bit.
It's like, oh, let me go ahead and make sure I'm...
Let me hashtag all these hashtags, too. Yeah.
Take a picture of me doing something good real quick.
Yeah.
You know?
Take a picture of me standing my fist in the air.
Yeah.
Hurry. Well, there's a lot of black people around, huh?
Exactly. Let me help somebody here take a picture. Yeah. And it's like, but as soon as that picture snapped, these people give a fuck. You know, it's really bad. So, I think it's making a change. I think there is a ripple effect. I think there's always the ripple effect.
Yeah.
And so, there will be change. But is it going to be the type we want?
Probably not.
It never is. It's always a diversion to something else, you know? And so, that's just a huge question.
No,
I think
there'll
be change, you know. I think that's like, yes, there will. That's inevitable, but it won't be like this. This like, okay, now in 2020, you know, September whatever, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's equal. You know what I mean? Nobody has an ounce of racism in them anymore. Like, that's never gonna happen.
No, dude.
There's
always going to be racist people out there.
And the people with the money happen to be the people with the money.
Yeah.
Because I'm not trying to go here or there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that's just so much. You know, that's so much.
Yeah.
But it's like right now, the people in control, like our president type of people, people just need to understand we're all people. And that's all I gotta say. You know what I'm saying? Because I go too deep on that. That's too much. It's like we are all human.
Yeah.
That's it. Whether you're everything else is location. Literally location. Oh, you were just from there. That's like, okay. It's like I'm from here, you're from there.
Yeah.
That's great. There should be no...
There's no problems
there. Yeah, there should be no problems there.
No issues.
It's so crazy that people are like, oh, you look that way, or you're from there, that's really bad.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
And it's like, hold up, wait, why? Why is being from Mexico a bad thing?
It's not.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's beautiful. It's like, welcome them, everybody, with open arms. You know what I'm saying? I feel like the fact that, like, that is an issue is... So, what's that word? Like barbaric. Like very like caveman mentality.
Yeah.
You know,
you look different.
You from over the mountain.
You're from over the mountain. Not from here.
Or, yeah, and like all this.
You have different type of rock than I do.
Yeah. It's like, man, honestly, that's ridiculous. I thought in 2020, because when I was a kid, I thought 2020 is going to be, that's wild. You know, that's the future for sure.
Yeah, dude, I was so excited, bro. Yeah. New Year's, dude, my house was lit up. Yeah. We had so many people here.
I literally thought 2020 was going to be something else.
Yeah.
And, like, then we grew up, right? And now I realize, and it's so weird that racism is still a prominent issue in our society. Like, that's wild. It's like, it's 2020, and we're still tripping on the tone of your skin.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's
crazy.
Or where you're from, you know? It's like, that's so intense.
I think that, like, I mean, I do think, like, a change will come.
Eventually.
I hope. You know what I mean? And I think the change that we will get, I think it's just, you know, the change we're going to get is very small. I mean, we don't necessarily know what is going to change, if anything, but the first big changes, you know, they're going to be very small.
Yeah.
They're going to be very microscopic. before the actual change happens. But there was this interview that Charles Barkley did with the guy who runs the alt-right movement, alternative right movement. Mm-hmm. And bro, that was a very interesting interview. And like Charles Barkley even told him, he's like, "Oh, so would you consider yourself to be racist?" He's like, no, I'm not racist." He goes, "Oh, but you don't want me in your neighborhood." He's like, "Yeah." I was like, "What, Doug? That's like the most racist thing you can fucking say, Doug."
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? You're definitely racist.
Yeah. That's like definition of racism.
Like, you just, oh my God. Yeah, it was wild.
That is super wild. It's, but then to be honest, it's going to, like you said, it's going to be small change.
Yeah.
Like this might sound whatever, but it's like small changes such as the way people treat each other. Like, that's where it's going to start. It's just like, man, if you just see somebody, fucking be nice.
Yeah.
Be nice. Don't just judge and be presumptuous off the get. Like, that makes no sense.
I feel like we're fucking living a life of Grand Theft Auto 5 right now.
Ridiculous. Oh, look at them. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And it's crazy.
It's nuts.
And it's not okay. Like, what is going on right now? Like, the police are supposed to protect the people. That's why the police were invented.
Yeah.
Right? Now, it's just like, hey, Mr. Orange Skin Yellow Toupee guy, we need a couple more hitmen. You got them. Oh, yeah, send in the boys. And that guy we call the president okays all this bullshit.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's, like, hey. I'm serious, man. It's like, whoa, how in the world are you going to use, like, what people pay taxes for and, like, troops that, you know, families lose siblings and daughters and relatives over?
Yeah.
How are you going to use them against the citizens?
Yeah.
That's insane. That's insane. And to not just be like, hey, we do not participate in this.
Yeah.
As the president, he should make an announcement that's just like, hey, we don't participate in this.
You know what, though? He could say all that shit all he wants to.
True.
He could say it. It's the same thing with, like, fucking Nixon and the whole fucking Watergate scandal. You know what I mean? I wasn't part of that at all. Oh, really? You weren't the fucking, like, mastermind behind the Watergate scandal?
It's like, you're lying.
Yeah.
You're lying through your teeth.
Yeah, don't even fucking talk to me about it.
That's true, because, I don't know, and that's what I'm saying, is, like, the change is going to be, as long as certain people are in control, that's going to have something to do with the change.
It's just been, like, I don't know, man, it's just been the craziest year.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, remember when earthquakes were happening?
Yeah. Yeah. Serious.
I don't think people from Utah really understood on, like, how to actually properly handle, like, earthquakes. Mm-hmm. They just houses started shaking, and they thought the world was really going to end.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Bro, I was in my house, and the whole thing, my whole house was shaking. Whoa. And I was just like, my immediate thought was, we're having an earthquake. Because of how hard it was shaking, right? Yeah. And so, I just ran outside in the backyard, and we just stood there. You know what I mean?
I was dreaming when.
Oh, hell no!
Yeah, and I was sitting in a chair, and someone walked up behind me and started shaking my chair, and then I, like, woke up and my room was shaking. First thing I immediately do, I get out of bed and I fucking grab my TV because my TV is running. I did not want to buy another one, so it's like, just grabbing it and just holding on for dear life.
Oh my God.
And my dog is sitting there looking at me like, ooh, bobblehead dog.
That is so funny that you but grabbed your TV.
It's yeah, dude. It's just been a roller coaster of things, and new things just seem to pop up and keep happening. Did you hear about the whole Will and Jada thing?
Yeah.
Holy shit, dog, that blew my brain apart.
Yeah.
I never thought. I mean, thought they were like the powerhouse
couple.
The powerhouse couple. They were together forever. You know, Willow and Jaden and
then we got married in like 1997.
Yeah, done.
You know, that's a long time. It
tripped me out.
But at the same time, man, it's like, is that even real? Is that even real? Who knows?
Are celebrities even real?
You know what I mean?
Are they?
The ones you meet. Otherwise, I think Hollywood just, what if they just like produce these?
What if Will Smith was actually never a real person?
That makes sense.
It would. Ain't nobody that successful.
Yeah. Like what, that's what your life? Yeah. Oh man, the struggles.
I actually think Eminem might be a clone.
See?
Or like a robot.
See, because the way they look.
Eminem already doesn't look normal. He looks,
yeah.
He looks like a robot.
He
does talk.
And I just don't put it past like society. Like people are smart as hell.
Yeah.
They can build things, and people can hide things so well.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, the fact that there might be clones or robots or hybrids of both doesn't surprise me.
Doesn't surprise me. And then what doesn't surprise me, what celebrities can do.
Yeah.
Because they have the resources.
Exactly. If you have that money and the people you know.
Yeah. Like, look at fucking
Kanye West and the guy from Tesla.
Oh, Elon Musk?
Yeah.
Yeah, dog.
He
Elon Musk is wild.
And he was gonna, and he's like, oh yeah, I'll back Kanye in his presidential running.
Yeah, dog.
See what money does? Like, what? What? He had the backing of the Kardashians and Elon Musk. That's insane.
That's so funny.
You know how much money you have now?
I know, dog.
Plus the Yeezy Empire. It's like, yeah. You guys just had that so much money.
It's funny because fucking Elon Musk just recently got officially announced as the 7th richest person in the world.
Makes sense.
With Tesla and SpaceX and all that shit.
SpaceX, huh?
Wow, dude, yeah, that's so wild. But no, and even with like the new, oh my god, the new fucking Trolls music video by 6ix9ine. And Nicki Minaj.
Oh, yeah.
That new video.
Oh, yeah.
Blew the fuck up. That song blew the fuck up. The song's not bad. Not gonna lie. Yeah. But, you know, he's fucking still in house arrest.
He did that thing in his house.
Yeah, dude. He completely tore up his house apart.
And
made three rooms.
Yep.
Like, each a different scene.
Yeah.
So he tore his house apart completely, made the whole setup for the rooms, filmed the music video, and then took the setup down.
Yep.
And set his house back up.
Just for the video.
Just for a video.
And that's so much money.
Yeah. To, like, fully tear your house down and recreate this.
Like, people work for, like, 25 to 30 years solid at a shitty company to be able to renovate their house once.
Once.
This fool
renovates his house.
Music video.
In a day.
Yeah, and then had it changed back.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
What?
Money.
If I had money, I would totally renovate my house and make it fucking.
Yeah, and then change it back.
And then change it back.
It's like, what?
But it was, it's just interesting on what money
and resources.
Yeah,
you know?
Money and resources, really. That's another thing, man. Like, if fucking, you ever thought about, like, what if this virus doesn't get any better? What if, like.
Yeah, I've definitely thought that. What if this is just the new way of the world?
Yeah, well, I mean, what if it gets even worse to where, like, our planet's in danger and, like, we can't live here anymore? Like, we literally can't. And they have, like, fucking ships to, like, take us to the moon or something, take us to Mars.
I'd be so down.
You wouldn't be able to go. Because tickets are, like, millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Oh.
Only the rich.
I would stay here and try to create something to bring
I'd Earth fucking back to life. I would hella fucking live underground. I'd hella live underground.
Live underground as long as you got a water source.
Yeah.
And some light.
And some light. And it's looking like fucking coming out looking like Gollum from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Some sort of mold.
Damn, Blue, what happened to you?
No light. This is for real.
Coming out white like Michael Jackson.
For real. So funny. That would be hilarious. Underground. You come back underground. From like 20 years underground.
Yeah, where you been? Underground.
You just look like, what's his face?
Voldemort from fucking Harry Potter.
Yeah. Uncle Fester from Adam's Family. Powder.
Yeah, oh my god, Powder. I have not thought about Powder in forever. That movie's so good. If y'all have not seen the movie Powder, y'all fucking check that shit out. It's heartbreaking, guys.
It's it is, though. It is literally so heartbreaking.
When he gets fucking his ass beat in the mud, that's like the worst scene ever. He feels so bad.
Absolutely.
Oh, this poor white boy. He's just getting his ass pounded to him. No, yeah, this guy is super white, like paper white.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah.
Absolutely. So, but it's a good flick.
It's a good movie.
Absolutely, man.
Well, yeah, it's been quite the year, but I have hopes that it will definitely get better.
Me too.
And
you know, you got to prevail in your personal world.
You do.
You can't let all these ongoing shut you down.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to stand up for kind of what you believe in. And keep going.
Yep.
Keep going to the best of your abilities, you know?
Mr. Blue, thanks for having me again.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much for coming on. I really do appreciate it. And for my listeners, thank you so, so much. This has been quite the ride so far. And you guys can always hit me up here if you have any questions or you know where to reach me on my social platform. So thank you so much for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.